Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Restelli. Hello and welcome to the March 2nd Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Restelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of the Hemp Show. Kicking off the Hemp Show today, we have Joanna Newding, the founder of MJ Skin. Joanna is an entrepreneur, cannabis expert, and educator based in Oakland, California. She has 20 years of experience building brands and engaging consumers in professional sports, media, real estate, and concert and lifestyle tours. She served the cannabis industry and community for 5 years through her educational entertainment platform, Casually Baked, where she showcases education, research, and science of contemporary cannabis. Her weekly podcast, or podcast, is in its third year and highlights the responsible side of plant medicine through conversations with her network of cannabis scientists, researchers worldwide, heritage and regenerative farmers, military veterans, makers, wellness practitioners, and cannabis industry leaders building the nascent legal cannabis and hemp industries in North America. Thank you very much for being here today with us, Joanna, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me. Excited to kick this off with you guys. I was hoping to be on the show several months ago, but as you know, manufacturing a new product has it, you know, they're things that happen, but I'm actually debuting MJ Relief, our very first product release today on the Hemp Show. So I'm very fired up to be here. My best friend is a PhD formulation scientist. She and I are both, you know, cannabis experts and co-creators of this MJ line. And like I said, MJ Relief is the first product coming out of the gate. And in the works are more herbaceous skincare products that lend themselves to people with sensitive skin and issues like me. So we've got a scalp formulation that will be coming up next, and as well as a face serum. And we are really focusing on using hemp-based cannabinoids. Our first product, MJ Relief, uses CBD. But our other products moving forward will also include cannabigerol, cannabichromine, and some of these other cannabinoids that are a little less popular than, you know, the traditional THC and CBD.
Sure. I tend to call them just the minor cannabinoids. Everybody knows THC and CBD is the major ones. And then the CBG, CBN, you know, those are starting to get a bit more popular with people kind of dedicating entire grows to them. But I'm curious with MJ Relief, you know, and the product MJ Skin, kind of going back to where you got started, because obviously you've been in this space for a while through education, through Casually Baked. So, you know, where did you get started in the space? And then how did that lead you to what you're doing with MJ Relief?
You know, it's really a fun story to tell. So Monica and I met back in 2013. I was enjoying a midlife retirement in Bologna, Italy, and she was finishing up her PhD in Belgium and happened to be at the University of Bologna working on a project that just happened to be with poorly water-soluble compounds. And we met at a dinner party. I was very homesick for an American girlfriend. And I walk into this dinner and she has on an SF Giants hoodie. And I'm like, oh my God, my American girlfriend, I just found her. So that evening over dinner, we learned that we were both passionate about pot and skincare and aging gracefully. And I told her when she decided to move back to the United States that she and I were going to create products together. And so 4 years ago, we found ourselves both living in the Bay Area. And, you know, being a cannabis lifestyle guide, I consider myself the ultimate cannabis consumer. You know, being in media and production, I'm constantly editing, I'm hovering over a keyboard. And so I have a lot of chronic issues with neck and shoulder pain. I have a lot of issues, you know, with my jaws and then again, and carpal tunnel stuff. So I was trying every product imaginable. And being somebody that has a podcast, I get sent a lot of products. And the market is pretty saturated with topicals, but we went ahead and created one because I couldn't find something that suited my needs and my OCD. You know, I wanted something that smelled nice. I wanted something that, you know, had really great glide. I use topicals during massage. And, you know, you need something where a little bit goes a long way. Otherwise, you're spending a boatload of money on this massage. And so, you know, those were two factors that were important to me. And then the third one was, how did it feel on my skin? I want it to glide on, and then I want it to absorb quickly so that I didn't have that really tacky, weird feeling on my hands, because that makes my OCD go nuts. So, you know, those were some of the things that we were looking for. And we created this product 4 years ago. And we've just been batch producing it for ourselves, for our friends, for our family, because we both had other things going on. And I finally just told her, I'm like, look, we've been standing at the finish line of actually launching a product that's really great. Let's get this out into the world. And I was a little nervous about it over the last couple of years because, you know, products are getting better. And I'm really proud of that in this space. But still, I think our topical is better than anything else that I've ever tried. There's no synthetic scents. It's paraben-free, non-GMO. We utilize CBD and other whole plant ingredients. And every single ingredient is specifically chosen for either it's anti-inflammatory or skin soothing or, you know, anti-anxiety benefits. You know, people that suffer from skin issues, it can make you crazy. And so, you know, finding something that worked for me that could be used often and not cost a fortune, you know, was really important. And the other thing that I'll mention that kind of set us on this trajectory was the fact that I'm allergic to cannabis. And,
oh, wow.
And cannabis is my co-pilot, and it has been for over 20 years. But when I smoke it, I get a runny nose and I typically sneeze a little bit. If I get it on my skin, if I'm grinding up flour, and then I touch my face or anywhere on my skin, I will get breakouts. So when I was trying topicals that say they just took an MCT oil and then put 1,000 milligrams of CBD in it, sure, it'll help with the pain, but overall, that's not helpful for someone like me. I would end up, you know, scratching my skin a lot and having issues from just my skin's reaction to the product. So what we tried to do was have every single ingredient lend to the, what we say in the cannabis space, the entourage effect. So I'm able to utilize way less cannabinoids because I have a whole symphony of ingredients that are doing their job. So that makes it to where it's better for me as someone with sensitive skin, but also better for your wallet and your price tag.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Right. So being allergic to cannabis and, you know, say getting the runny nose whenever you would smoke something, that doesn't necessarily translate to, say, using the raw ingredients, like the, you know, the bulk oil, the full spectrum oils, the broad spectrum oils in the topicals.
Yeah, that gives me a skin rash. So we use the CBD distillate.
Okay.
So that we are hand choosing every single ingredient that goes in. You know, as a consumer, I always tell people get full spectrum, but full spectrum is best. But when you're dealing with skin allergies, you have to come at it a little bit differently. And so, you know, this is what the product looked like back in the beginning when we were, you know, first starting out. I don't know if you can see that, but
yeah, we can definitely see. I feel like most people got, at least if they've been around for a while, got their start by just making a product for themselves and packaging it up and whatever they had around them.
Yes.
And, you know, it didn't necessarily look the best, but it got the job done.
Absolutely. And so now we've graduated to having, you know, the tube situation. And the thing that really pushed me to put things in a tube was that, you know, I use this with massage, and massage therapists don't like sticking their hand in a tub of something. And, you know, some of the clientele that I'm really seeking to engage with, you know, they're massage therapists, they're physical therapists, doctor's office, acupuncturists, you know, people that are using this in a wellness protocol. And, you know, it's easy, it's handy to use. And like I said, because we've been making this for 4 years, I have people that have used it for, and of course, because the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission, we can't make any claims, but I have people that have lupus that tell me this helps with their lupus symptoms. I've had people with knee replacements, you know, 30 something year old soccer players with knee replacements that say this was very beneficial and important for their recovery. Older people that have had hip replacements, the daily, you know, someone who has arthritis and you just is constantly needing something to soothe their hands. So, you know, there's a lot of uses for these topicals, and I'm just fortunate that I know this works. We've been using it for a really long time, and I'm excited to get it rolled out.
Right. And although, you know, we can't make medical claims unless specific trials have been done on your products, it kind of rings true for everybody in the space and everybody we talk to. I mean, if you've been in the space long enough, you've seen the effects of how CBD, THC, whatever it may be, can have on individuals around you, especially for pain, for certain ailments, you know, disease management, things along those lines. Mm-hmm. You know, so we hear that story all the time. Now, as far as the formulation of the product, so it's CBD relief, it's MJ relief, MJ skin, and there's no THC in the product, right?
Correct. This is for MJ Relief, our first product. We use hemp-based CBD. And like I said, we use the distillate just so that we could proactively choose each of the ingredients and what they were going to do with, you know, helping me with, you know, my sensey skin. So, yeah. And, you know, one of the other things that I think is important to, you know, showcase, Monica couldn't be with us today, but, you know, she is an award-winning PhD formulation scientist, and she has really made her mark in the cannabis world. She came from Big Pharma I coaxed her over into the cannabis world. I told her we needed more people like her here.
The dark side versus the light side.
That's right. I brought her over to the light. Yes.
She's now a Jedi.
She is. And I'm so proud of her. But, she, you know, before she came over into cannabis, she had not only worked in big pharma, but then she also worked in the vaping, nicotine vaping industry, and, you know, helped write the rules for that in the UK. And, you know, she's brought that expertise over to the US and taken her research and, you know, and her PhD was, you know, she created a basically powdered cannabinoids. I'm not smart enough to articulate all of the things that she does, but
we'll have to get her on one of these.
We need to get sometime when soon. We do a long form.
Yeah, we'll do the deep dive.
We'll tag team that one together.
Yeah, that'll be really cool.
Yes. So, you know, she is a big part that sets, you know, MJ as a skincare line apart, you know, from the rest. And like I said, there's a lot of topicals out on the market, but you won't find one that has more thoughtful and unique ingredients and that it has a commitment to, you know, science-based product development and formulation optimization, resulting in high quality, efficacious products at an affordable price.
Right. I mean, my takeaway just from listening to you explain the product is you have a wealth of knowledge. You've been in the space for quite a long time, you know, on the educational side as well. Your partner, obviously, with PhDs in formulation, knows everything about what she's doing in formulating this product. So, and you've made it for yourself. You've made it for your own ailments, which is great. That's the best way because, I mean, we speak with so many businesses. There's a lot of kind of fly-by-night businesses where they just, hey, I want to make a topical. They don't know much about it. And they just make something, throw some ingredients together. You know, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work, but we know for a fact that you've got the education, the knowledge behind it, and you've used it on yourself for years. So this product works.
Yes, absolutely. And I know we're out of time. I think there's one thing I would love to say that we want to do for all of our wholesale partners because of exactly what you just said. I have been in corporate storytelling and cannabis education for a really long time, and we are going to be creating content for you to be able to share on your website, your newsletter, your social media. You know, I have to do that stuff for a living, and it's really hard to come up with good content that works. And so anybody who is a wholesale customer of MJ will receive those benefits.
Excellent. So we'll include everything about how to get linked up to that. So if you're interested in connecting with Joanna and MJ Relief, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the MJ Relief wholesale store posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you very much for joining us, Joanna, and we will definitely get you on one of the deep dive conversations.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name's Kate, and I'm your host of the Pot Moms Podcast. I started the Pot Moms Podcast, well, because I wanted to end the stigma against using cannabis, specifically with moms, but also anyone who chooses to consume. I strive for a balance of humor and education, along with some pretty rad guests, to help combat social biases that come with consuming cannabis. Kids are hard. Join me for regular podcast episodes packed with parenting hacks, real life stories, and of course, my favorite cannabis products. The days are long, but the years are short. So roll another J and take a deep breath. Keep blazing and stay amazing.